Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
They asked me how I knew my true love was true.
The lilting voice of Tony Williams, lead singer for the Platters. Classic song, too. Cannot be denied. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Welcome back. It's great to continue to be with you, and I'm excited about our guest this half hour. Michelle Welch is with us. She's the president of ShapeIts. Folks, one of my favorite things to do is to meet small business owners out there who are doing exciting things, especially if it's somebody like Michelle who had an idea, who saw something, it came into her brain. She's like me. She's a little bit different from other folks. You have to be to do some of the things that she's done and that I've done and that others have done. And it comes into your brain just a little bit different. And when it does, it connects with an idea for an opportunity. And I love meeting those people, and Michelle's an example of that. And she and I met recently at a conference that I was speaking to, and I want to get her in here because I want her to tell you her story. Michelle, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
It's good to have you here, and it was great meeting you in Salt Lake City.
Yes, and thank you for having me. It was great to meet you too.
Well, we had a good time out there. You guys have a great state, and I came back. I had not been to Utah, and I came back really excited about what a friendly and happy state that Utah is.
Yes, I love it here. I really do.
Are you from there? Is it your home?
No, actually, I grew up in Anchorage, Alaska,
uh-huh.
And came to school here and just ended up staying in the area. So I've been here for longer than I've ever been anywhere else, so I consider it my home.
Right. Well, and folks, if you remember, a month or so ago, I was in Salt Lake in southern Utah, working with Zions Bank, speaking to a number of their customers, like Michelle, and we ran into each other, and she showed me some of the stuff that she was doing. And Michelle, tell us a little bit about how you came to found your company.
Well, you know, I, as a single mom of four, and working full time, I, like many single parents or working parents, when you have time with your kids, you want to make the most of it. And so one Saturday morning when I was fixing breakfast for my kids, we were kind of playing in the kitchen, coloring our pancake batter and shaping pancakes on the griddle. And my shapes weren't really turning out that great because I was kind of freehanding them.
Your freehanding wasn't so good.
So
artistry was never your strong suit. Is that what you're saying?
Well, at least not with pancake batter, that's for sure. But, you know, I was having fun with it anyway, and my kids were as well, and I was handing in the pancakes and saying, you know, use your imagination. This is what it's supposed to be. But the thought occurred to me, you know, it'd be really fun if there were some kind of mold or form that you could actually pour the pancake batter into that would hold the shape that you were trying to make. And in my mind, I thought, you know, I've never seen anything like this before, and I thought it sounded like a great idea. So I spent some time looking in some local kitchen shops for, you know, what I had envisioned, and I didn't see anything. So I started drawing.
You're thinking of something like a cookie cutter kind of thing, right?
Yeah, that's what I was kind of imagining, except for something that had handles on it.
Right.
So that it could be easily lifted on and off the griddle.
Right. You were thinking of a different application from a cookie cutter. A cookie cutter, you basically, you know, cut out dough with it, and the product comes out the bottom. But you were wondering if something you could pour through the top.
Yes, and I knew it had to be metal because a plastic form, you know, would not resist the heat.
Right, right.
So I started drawing some designs and went around to a couple of local manufacturers.
Well, now, at this point in time, what were you? I know what you were feeling, but what were you thinking? Did you think that you know what, this is I could conquer the world with this, or what was your goal?
Well,
what were your goals in those at that time?
You know, at that point, I wasn't thinking, oh, I can make $1 million at this. But the first thing that really came to mind was, what a fabulous way to create memorable and traditional experiences in the kitchen with your family. And because
but you were
my
spending
kids,
time and money that you probably didn't have a lot of extra either of either one of.
Oh no,
to
no,
develop
I didn't.
This thing. So I mean, you must have had some kind of an idea that this could turn into a commercial venture.
Oh yes, yes, I did. I just thought, you know, especially in this area, and so many other areas in the country that are so family oriented.
Utah,
I just thought this would really pick
one
up.
One thing I saw that I got when I was in Utah, it is a family oriented community.
Oh, yes, it is. It is. And this idea and concept wasn't just an idea that was, you know, fun, but it was also something that would spark creativity in children. It could be an educational sort of thing,
right.
Experience. And so I just thought it would be an all-around perfect fit, especially in this area. And, of course, you know, my vision of, oh, this could carry over nationwide or even worldwide, you know, depending on.
You saw yourself going to the White House and all that, right?
Oh, absolutely. But I really liked the idea and the whole concept behind it. So
you believed in your idea, you mm-hmm. believed in yourself, and you just started taking baby steps, didn't you?
Oh, yes. Yes, and, you know, I didn't know how to do it because my background was not in business or marketing. It wasn't even in retail. It was just in human resources. Mm-hmm. That was the kind of work that I had done in the past and that I was currently doing.
Right.
So I really didn't know how to do it, but I
so
did
So you
make,
went around and you found some people to help you make your little shapes to, so that you, people could make, they could make pizzas with these shapes, they could make pancakes, whatever, right?
Yes, yes. Well, I went to some local manufacturers who said that, oh, this can't be done because our machines won't bend in these directions mm-hmm. and it'll be way too expensive. And so it just happened that a couple of months later, I ran into a friend who was a metallurgist and a fabricator, and I threw out my idea to him, and he just said, you know, I bet there's something we can do. So he kind of came up with some hand tools that we could use to build these on our own just by hand. And so we set to work, and I started building them in my garage and peddling them around to local merchants to
and
see what the interest would be.
In the beginning?
Really well. You know, when I took them in, and, you know, I just was making cold calls. And
so you're still working your day job. You're still raising four kids alone, and you're doing all this other stuff. When did you sleep?
Oh, well, sleep was minimal.
But you were motivated. You know, you were excited about your opportunity. And when we come back, folks, after these messages, I'm going to ask Michelle where she wound up getting these manufactured from. You probably won't be surprised. 20 after. Stay with us. I'll soon be with you. Back, it's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.jbsba.com. Michelle Welch is our guest. She's the president of Shapeits, Shapeits. And give us your website, Michelle.
It's actually just that, except without the dash, www.shapeits. Shapeits.com.
And can they buy your products, your little, and by the way, folks, I got a brochure here. It's got her beautiful children on the cover. And here's a holiday kit, a Halloween kit, a barnyard kit, a sweetheart kit. I mean, all kinds of little things. And you gave me one, you sent me one of these kits, which I gave to my grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
And they're having a great time with them. There's animals and all kinds of things that they can do. They can make cookies, all kinds of stuff, right?
Yes. Well, there are food forms that we've packaged in these Play With Your Food kits that also have some food decorating items in them. And the food forms are meant, even though they were originally intended just for pancakes, we found that they work great with any kind of malleable food. So you can use them in the oven with pizzas, brownies, cakes. You can use them for ice cream or Jello, Rice Krispie treats, hamburger
patties. So no longer can parents say, don't play with your food.
That's right. You absolutely can play with your food, and we want you to play with your food.
And they can buy these on your website.
Absolutely.
And is that your primary distribution?
Well, we love to sell off of our website, but if you go onto our website, you can also find the store locators where you can, you know, in your area, hopefully find a store that's carrying them right now. And we're continually building our customer base so that we have wider distribution through retailers.
Now, how long have you been in business?
Well, it's been about 3.5 years.
So three and a half years ago, you were in your on your kitchen table with this.
Oh, yeah, in my garage.
And now, how many employees do you have?
What?
How many employees do you have?
Well, I actually have one partner, and we don't employ anybody directly. We
you have a lot of vendor
everything.
Partners, though, don't you?
What?
You have a lot of vendor partners, though, don't you?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Yeah. And we found that was the smartest way for us to go. So we use a lot of different vendors.
But now you had to go offshore to get your products made, didn't you?
Yes, we did. Well, after spending about 2 years building these in my garage, we found that the demand was getting a little bit too much to handle. And through a local trade show, I made some contacts and was able to eventually hook up with this offshore manufacturer in Taiwan. And it's been a great experience for us working with them.
Now, I'm not going to ask you what your sales are because that's private, and you can tell us if you want to. But tell us about your distribution reach now. Where are your products available? What state? How many states? That kind of thing.
Well, we're all across the nation, and we're in. Oh gosh, you know, I haven't even counted how many states we're in, but we're in most of them. And
in 3.5 years, from prototype to standing here today, you're basically have gone nationwide with this idea that she came up with. Let me ask you a question. When did you quit your day job?
A year ago.
So for 2.5 years, you did this and worked your day job. Mm-hmm. And then the business got to the level where, you know, there are two things.
You had to make a decision.
You had to make a decision. And it might not have been because it was making enough money for you to quit. It just meant that you had to, it needed you full time, right?
Exactly. Because I wasn't making enough money from it to really sustain me, you know, the way that I was able to with my other job. And so it was a really tough decision, but it was one that had to be made, that either I was going to move forward and kind of make this big jump, or I was going to hold off and risk losing an opportunity. And so I actually, I'm not saying that all people should do this or have to do this, but it made sense, and because of some of the other areas in my life, for me to sell my home and move to an area that was closer to my children's dad.
Right.
And in doing that, it actually ended up, the timing worked out really well, because then I could use some of the equity from the sale of my home to help sustain me during that building time.
Which many entrepreneurs recognize that. They understand that, and I'm one of those.
Scary.
well, it can be, but it's if you believe in yourself and you believe in what you're doing, you do it.
Yep.
Michelle, how much was the bank, how much did your bank help you?
Oh, my bank has been so wonderful. Yes, at Zions Bank. When I met you at the seminar, and I remembered hearing you say, you know, build a great relationship with your banker. It is absolutely the truth. They are there to support you. They want you to succeed, and they will do everything that they can to help you in that way. And the people at Zions Bank have been wonderful in doing that with me.
Now, is your business paying the way now? Are you out of the woods?
No.
You know what? When you're a small business owner, you heard me say this, Michelle, it's redundant to say undercapitalized small business, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. And though, you know, we're
but
making
when, money. But when do you see, what is your projection for when you see that you should be in, feeling like you're pretty confident about yourself?
Well, I feel like probably in another year,
yeah,
we will be in a position that is feeling pretty comfortable, but certainly I want to keep growing from there.
Right. Well, I want to talk to you. We've got to wrap it up, Michelle.
Okay.
I want you to back another day, but I want to talk to you. Don't hang up, because I want to give you a contact at the U.S. Commercial Services some international resources. So don't go away when we go off. Thank you for being here. Give us your website one more time.
www.shapeits.com.
Go to the website, folks, and look for that in your local store. They can also tell you on the website where a store is near you. Quick break, right back with Gerald Salente right after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.